Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bruce Piasecki. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you've been there lately, you've seen a lot of Bruce's work there. We've been featuring his work on our site because we do believe that he's onto something and that what he has to say you need to know about. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out the video right there on the homepage. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book, Doing More with Less. Give us the website. Tell the audience where they can find the book.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. The full book's title is, it's a Wiley book, Doing More with Less, The New Way to Wealth. And all you have to do to find the webpage and the video and the podcast is to go to doingmorewithlessbook.com.
Okay. So check that out, folks. And it's winning all kinds of awards and topping all the bestseller lists. Bruce, you were telling us a story about how fortunate you were to have been born poor.
Yeah, well, I grew up in suburban Long Island, 57 years ago, without a car or money to eat out. And I talk about it in Chapter 4, about how this scarcity of means actually gave me the time and the opportunity to explore my interests and become competitive in this way of untangling social needs. It helped me shape my discoveries that I write about in this book. And what I've come to conclude, and see if your readers agree with this, I'd love to correspond with some of them at bruce@ahcgroup.com, is I came to conclude that there's four ways to extend your wings out of poverty and to become successful in business. And if you keep that in mind, you become extremely competitive because of the arts of competitive frugality. You can read classics to extend your wings. And I remember as a kid, the first books in my house besides the Bible were 25-cent editions of some classics like Ben Franklin's autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
You can also select mentors in your neighborhood that really matter, and that conversation is also free. From sports, I think we build teams.
Can I stick something in there about the mentors?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have many mentors in my life. And you've heard me quote them over the years. Not one of them ever said, I'll be your mentor, nor did I ever ask them to be my mentor. It just happened. Don't get hung up on any kind of formality. And one more thing about mentors, be sure to watch them and take notes when they fail, not just when they do something cool. Go ahead, Bruce.
That's a great piece of advice, Jim. Honest and authentic and valued mentors are ones that, Jim just described
the most valuable thing my dad ever did for me was to allow me to witness him fail. Whenever things didn't always work out, he allowed me to be right there and watch. And that was the most macho thing that any man can ever do for a son.
Great thought. And you can select your mentors. Emily Dickinson says the soul selects its own society. And in my chapter 4 here, I talk about how lucky I was before I got to Cornell University, even though I grew up poor. And in contrast to so many of the privileged kids, I kind of earned the voices in my own playbook as opposed to inheriting them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can select your own mentors that matter. And I think that's part of making your small business. So the way I now think of it is a series of dots. One of the classics I read in high school and then reread in college was Marcus Aurelius's 10 Small Books of the Meditations.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how we start with the self, but that would become solipsistic unless we also reached out to friends. And another circle larger than that is the circle of your family, and then the circle of your firm or what kind of organization you deal with. And then in the end, in Marcus Aurelius's Stoic philosophy, it was the circle of nature or the logos. And in this new book of mine, I talk about fair competition almost like a spider web, in the sense mm-hmm. that the values of the actions you take have to resonate. And so you do have to bring your business values into your home, and you do have to take home the business values and insights you learn. So it's a kind of shared value phenomenon I'm writing about in this book.
Right.
I'm writing about building teams that you can trust, not just yourself, because sometimes the self is so jiggling like that spider in the web that you're clanging in your own ego and your own echo. And it's through looking at the larger circles that you find home.
Bruce, I've got to wrap it up. We're out of time. Folks, the book will help you not only run your business better, it'll help you run yourself better. Doing More with Less, The New Way to Wealth, Dr. Bruce Piasecki. Bruce, thanks again for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
And congratulations on a great success here. We're proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Bruce Piasecki. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.